Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. Today we follow the order of matins found on page 219 in Lutheran Service Book. The hymn is number 516, Wake, Awake, for Night is Flying. The text is Matthew chapter 25, verses 1 through 13. The Reverend Roy Askins is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Matthew chapter 25. Jesus said, "The kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish and 5 were wise. But when the foolish took their lamps, they took no oil with them, but the wise took flasks of oil with their lamps. As the bridegroom was delayed, they all became drowsy and slept. But at midnight there was a cry, 'Here is the bridegroom, come out to meet him.' Then all those virgins rose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said to the wise, 'Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out.' But the wise answered, saying, 'Since there will not be enough for us and for you, go rather to the dealers and buy for yourselves.' And while they were going to buy, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in with him to the marriage feast, and the door was shut. Afterward, the other virgins came also, saying, 'Lord, open to us.' But he answered, 'Truly I say to you, I do not know you. Watch, therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour.'" O Lord, have mercy upon us.
Thanks be to God.
Forever, O Lord, your word is firmly set in the heavens. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. We stand here at the edge, at the end of one church year, looking over into the next. When next we gather, we'll be garbed in violet instead of green. And as we now look for the King who comes in victorious power and might to judge the world, so then we'll be looking for the King who comes lowly and meek in a manger. In both circumstances, we're doing what our Lord exhorts us today in our reading: watching and waiting. In the reading, the 10 virgins have gathered. They've got everything ready to go, and they've been watching for a little while at least until they got tired and snoozed off. Imagine their response when the call goes out: "Wake, awake, for night is flying. The watchmen on the heights are crying, 'Awake, Jerusalem, arise, the bridegroom comes, awake.'" And up they jump, frenzied and perhaps a little worried. They dozed off. How could they? They trim their lamps, fingers shaking with excitement and joy. The wait is finally over, the watch completed. Do we even have a sense of that these days? The idea of watching and waiting. We who can get our orders now delivered exactly the same day we ordered them. We for whom 15 minutes waiting in line is such an interminable reality, we have to have a digital device to keep us occupied for that 15 minutes because it would just bore us to death. Do we understand this idea of watching and waiting? Waiting runs deeply in the notion of what it means to be a virgin. She is one who waits. She watches and waits with eager expectation. She waits for her bridegroom to come, and she waits joyfully. This waiting is not a problem. It's not a dark mark on her in some way, but it is something she delights to do because she does it with hope. Such notions seem absurd to many of us today. Virgin purity itself is mocked, but so is the idea that the virgin would wait for something to happen to her. Go grab life by the horns. Make your own future. Make your own way. Seize the day. Don't waste your time waiting for somebody else. Again, the idea of virginity includes more than purity. It's also the idea of waiting, waiting for the perfect time, waiting for the action of God for you and on your behalf. Of not doing God's deeds for him, but of waiting for his time. Even if and when, as so often seems to be the case, he appears to be late. So late, in fact, that you fall asleep. The virgin waits, knowing that the bridegroom comes exactly in the fullness of time. Watch and wait. But now the cry has gone forth, and the virgins are awake. They trim their lamps, and the difference between the wise and the foolish becomes clear. The foolish, they have no oil. They have not prepared for their bridegroom. They have not truly watched for his coming. And that's not the end of their folly. Rather than wait for him who mounts the city walls in victory, rather than look to him who comes down all glorious and fall at his feet pleading for mercy, they run off looking for oil elsewhere. Some have said that the oil in this parable could be faith. Perhaps they're right. Jesus doesn't interpret the parable precisely for us. But even if it is faith, the virgins are still foolish. They stop watching for the one who provides the gift. They stop looking for the bridegroom to go get oil at the marketplace. And the whole purpose of the oil is to light up the face of Christ, to show us Christ and him crucified. That's the whole point. The true folly of the foolish virgins, then, is that they take their eyes off of him. They look to something else to fill up and supply their faith. They trust in someone or something else rather than the grace and mercy of the bridegroom. And so they hear some of the most terrifying words in all of Scripture after they've returned all oiled up from the marketplace and knocked on the sealed door. Truly I say to you, I do not know you. Dear people of God, lest you too hear these words, follow the example of the wise virgins, follow Mary who chose the better portion, sit at the feet of Jesus, watch for the bridegroom. Let him and him alone fill your vision and your hearing and nothing else. Do not be distracted by anything else. It does not matter how big your Christmas tree is, if like mine it rubs on the ceiling and, leaves marks. It doesn't matter how many presents you have under the Christmas tree, how big your contributions are, or how much extra time you have spent serving the church. It doesn't even matter how strong your faith is. What matters is the one to whom that faith clings. And that's the whole point. If oil is faith, then think of it this way. The oil burns that you might see with greater clarity the face of Christ. It doesn't have to be ablaze to see the face of Jesus. That's where the oil points you, dear people of God. And you, as one who watches for Christ, who waits for him with virginal purity and patience, whose oil burns, illuminating the face of God in Jesus, you will, on the last day, when all the dead are raised, hear also the glorious rejoicing of all the hosts of heaven. Your watching and your waiting will be filled up. You will see and you will rejoice with them. I'd like to think that some of the hymns we sing here on earth have their echoes in heaven. And one day, even as we sing the song of the Lamb around his throne, holy, 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 I hope we might also still sing the King of all chorales around the throne of the Lamb. Wake, awake, for night is flying. The watchmen on the heights are crying. Awake, Jerusalem, arise. Midnight hears the welcome voices and at the thrilling cry rejoices. Oh, where are ye, ye virgins wise? The bridegroom comes, awake. Your lamps with gladness take. Alleluia. With bridal care yourselves prepare to meet the bridegroom who is near. In the name of Jesus.
Amen. Thank you for joining us for chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.